The Little People, a short, scary story by Stories from the Attic, narrated by Robin McConnell. I've always believed the old maxim that truth is stranger than fiction. If you ever doubt the fact, then I urge you to spend more time around people, particularly the elderly, and to make sure that you spend that time listening. One of the best things about working in care with the elderly is the never-ending procession of stories. It's a perk of a job. Lived experience is the best source for narratives, and once you get to know those that you care for, and more importantly, once they get to know you, you often find that they are more than willing to reminisce about their past experiences, the lives they've lived, the people they've loved and lost, and to talk about the strange twists of fate that have befallen them. Sometimes, however, it pays to be careful. For although truth is undoubtedly stranger than fiction, it can also be far more terrifying. Sometimes the things people tell you with a straight face and absolute conviction can rob you of your sleep. For the first few weeks I spent with Lawrence Tivers, I thought of him as just another client. At 94, he was a frail and wizened little man who spent most of his time hunched in his chair in a way that always reminded me of a beetle or some other insect, its front legs folded before it in the same draped fashion in which Tivers held his arms. It wasn't just his posture, either. In his quick, jerky movements and nervous, furtive glances, too, there was something distinctly insectile about the man. Mostly, however, I suppressed these impressions and instead simply went about my duties, retaining a cheery disposition and always greeting Lawrence with a smile. For that first month, every day was pretty much the same. First, I would tidy around his small apartment whilst he muttered instructions and admonishments, pointing every now and then with a bony finger at some object or corner of the room he felt had not been cleaned to his satisfaction. Then it was time to clean him, helping him with considerable difficulty into the walk-in shower, and helping him bathe, noting as I did that his complaints about corners and crevices not being sufficiently cleaned evaporated when it came to his own person. I had been working as a carer for almost 7 years when Lawrence became one of my clients. Every day I would stop in on him, and in addition to my cleaning duties, both of him and his home, I also prepared meals and changed linen to ensure that he was well looked after and comfortable, and usually spent a few hours.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?